This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there, our 18-wheeler drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And then there's our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, and check out what we have to offer. Okay, joining us right now from California, it's Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God. So there you go. Now, we got a question in the chat room there. First of all, you check out the question, Kyle, while I tell everybody what LJ just told us. LJ said that up in Michigan, it's 25 degrees, and gas today where she was at was $4.25 a gallon. Well, I hope you've been listening to what we've been talking about with gas, LJ, because the price of oil dropped dramatically today, West Texas crude and Brent crude, and the price of gasoline coming out of the refinery dropped over a dollar a gallon, both gasoline and diesel. Now, we'll see how long it takes for us to see those lower prices, hopefully sooner rather than later. And who's that other person in there, Kyle?
Yes, well, we actually have a question in the chat room, Captain, from Barry. And Barry's asking, did the House pass that spending bill last night?
Sure did.
Yes, they did. The House did approve a big spending bill Wednesday night. There's going to be about $13.6 billion in U.S. aid that's going to be sent to help Ukraine.
Yep.
And also allies in the European area there. Now, also, you've got the Democrats. They got something out of the bill. Republicans were able to get some defense increases there and so forth. So both sides are going to say that they did something great for the election year, of course. But, yes, they did pass that spending bill.
Now, in the past 14 years, we witnessed three crises involving Russian incursions against its neighbors. And what did all three events have in common, Kyle?
What was that?
High oil prices. And the broader issue of global inflation. Now, this isn't happening now because Putin's a tyrant. Putin has always been a tyrant. It's not happening because America's foreign affairs ruling class is clueless, because they've always been clueless. The variable is oil prices. In the 2008 invasion of Georgia, We had it. In the 2014 annexation of Crimea, and now the 2022 war against Ukraine, it's all been followed by oil price spikes. Russia is a petrostate, correct?
Well, sure, yes.
And the most powerful way to change the calculus for Putin is to starve the Russian state of revenues by simply unleashing American energy ingenuity. Drown the market with gasoline, with diesel, with oil. Oil is now at a nosebleed high level. If we can drive it down, we can drive down Putin's ability to feed his war machine, because he can't stomach low oil and low gasoline and low diesel prices. And we can. It doesn't cost us as much to produce it, and we need to turn our machine into full gear, wide open, right now. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, that's exactly right. And obviously, Captain, you know, I thought the adults were in the room now with the Biden administration, and this is the practical, common sense way to seriously, you know, do some damage on Putin's ability to make war, to against anybody, against Ukraine, against whoever is, who's ever next in line in Putin's mind. And certainly, the problem is, though, Captain, that you've got the Biden administration beholden to the far left. John Kerry is more concerned, evidently, about the big emissions that will come out of this war rather than the fact that they're
in
war.
You know something? Go check the emissions on your damn jet plane. How about your big yacht you'd ride around in? Go check the emissions there. How about the flatulence when he gets up on that windsurfer thing and probably lets one or two loose as he's surfing around? How about that? I mean, let's be a little dramatic here.
Well, but you see, the thing is that they simply stay on target of what their goal is. Their goal is to break the ability for people to have real energy. They want to control the energy by telling you that we're unleashing the clean energy, this kind of thing. But for John Kerry to say what he said at the outbreak of war with Ukraine was just obsessive. If there's something going on that's not actually about let's have clean energy, when obviously, Captain, just like what you were saying, we got to start flooding the market. That's how we also combat Putin.
Right. Okay, well, hold that thought, because folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is right here with us. And we're going to let Jeff take us to break. I can't wait to see what he has to say this time, because you never know what you're going to hear out of Jeff. So here we go.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. And by the way, our numbers are going to grow because we are adding another affiliate in a major city. That's all I will say. I can't say a word until it happens. But don't be surprised. Things are fixing to get kind of interesting around here. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. And those guys are on a mission. And I'll tell you what, you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Because seriously, they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in this year. Now, I believe they're going to do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or even knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting that you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, that's about a dollar a day, to see if they can get you out of pain, too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Now, you can go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that's the website. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That gets you the product you want, the page you want, and it also gets you some other extras in there, like some of the vitamins and things that they have to offer. So you get to see all that, too. And, yes, I take their vitamins. So relieffactor.com/captain. The page also, the $19.95 three-week quick start, you'll see that there. And remember, no drugs in this at all. And what's in it is actually good for your body, good for you. So try it out. See what you get. It's worked for just about everybody that I know. I can't even think of anybody right now who it hasn't worked for. But there you go. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I don't know if you can make it, but mark your calendar for the first week of April in Brandon, Florida. That's the first week of April in Brandon, Florida. It'll be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. It'll be the biggest rally of 2022 where we'll be standing up to tyranny, standing up to mandates, It's going to feature the biggest names in MAGA country. That's Make America Great Again. And you can purchase your tickets at letsgobrandonrally.org. That's letsgobrandonrally.org. Don't forget, this will be the first weekend in April in Brandon, Florida. Letsgobrandonrally.org. And, of course, I'll be there. Will you?
I would love to be able to do that. But, you know, Captain, I mean...
And road trip.
That's right, road trip. And it's pretty near Tampa, too, from what I understand. That's where Brandon is, right?
Brandon is just a little bit south and east of Tampa. But it's right on the outskirts.
Yeah, it's very cool.
South of the State Fair. All right. Well, let's talk a little shop here. So far, do you know how many foreign fighters have showed up in the Ukraine to fight for the Ukraine?
How many?
Over 80,000.
Wow.
Now, that's an army all by itself.
Yes.
So, foreigners who traveled to the Ukraine to fight alongside Ukrainian forces during the war with Russia can receive Ukrainian citizenship, a top official said yesterday. Now, the first deputy interior minister said that the growing number of volunteers who sign a contract and get military papers are going to be eligible for citizenship. No questions asked. They can have dual citizenship, be a Ukrainian and be an American or whatever. How about that?
Well, that's really something. I mean, obviously, Captain, the passion of people who want to go somewhere into a foreign country, but travel a long way to go fight and fight the Russian army like this is just incomparable.
Now, NATO has sent Patriot air defense missile batteries to Poland and Slovakia.
Yes, that I think is a pretty big development, and only because, again, we don't know where or when this could escalate to some degree, and so to have those missile defense systems on hand, I think is prudent.
Yeah, it is, and keep in mind, Poland was thinking that they were going to give some planes to the Ukraine, and then the U.S. kiboshed the deal. It's all screwed up. Maybe they'll get it worked out. I don't know. Now, the U.S. has dismissed the Russian claims of biowarfare labs in the Ukraine. However, yesterday, one of the Defense Department officials that was sitting there giving testimony to a congressional committee kind of let something slip that maybe they were involved.
Really? Very interesting.
Yeah. I'll have more about that with the colonel when he comes on here at 5 o'clock, Colonel Jim, or Colonel Kevin, rather, Colonel Kevin. All right, now, the White House has warned that Russia may use chemical and biological weapons in the Ukraine. Wouldn't surprise me if they did.
No, it wouldn't, Captain, because we've been talking a lot, and you know, it's been on everybody's minds, what is the nuclear option, tactical or even a so-called suitcase bomb or these kinds of things that Russia could employ. But maybe the more likely scenario, at least in the near term, would be the release of chemical or biological weapons. They've already declared all-out total war on the Ukrainian people. So, you know, for the Russian military, the Russian leadership to do this wouldn't be that big a stretch for them.
No, they could fire these artillery shells that they have, and they explode up over the top of the battlefield, and then it comes down, and everybody's been poisoned.
Right. And, to see something like that happen, obviously, would be horrific. We're already down the road now in terms of war crimes. So, Captain, I just don't know that there's any scenario where Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Putin's Russia, that is to say, simply goes back to normal, even if they were to pull out of Ukraine tomorrow. Because just like with, I think it was LJ's question earlier, you would still have the world going after Vladimir Putin to try to put him on trial for war crimes. And this would continue the tension with Russia, would isolate Russia. There's just no way, there's no going back at this point.
Now, only in Washington, D.C. do people believe greater domestic government spending is needed at a time when inflation is running at a 40-year high and the federal debt surpasses $30 trillion, a proposed 6.7% non-defense spending increase devotes resources to the federal government that they don't even have to fund programs that are more political than necessary. Now, we do know that putting America first should require leadership that, number one, holds a bureaucracy accountable for abuses of power, number two, drives true economic prosperity for all Americans, including long-forgotten Americans, number three, makes America energy independent again, number four, cuts red tape, number five, reduces crony capitalism, number six, prevents discrimination based on immutable characteristics, and number seven, protects freedom of speech from cancel culture and tech censorship. But do you think we're going to have that?
Not holding my breath.
No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So when we start putting budgets together, we should, instead of just coming up with $1.5 trillion, 2,700 pages, and doing this and doing that, which, by the way, Nancy had to pull some things back yesterday so that she could get this passed and get the Ukrainian aid in there, because it was not going to pass the way they had it set up to begin with.
Well, that's right. And I think that was there's about $15.6 billion that was slated for, quote, combating the pandemic. And so that's one of the things that that she did pull back. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we're going to talk about Joe Biden at length and what he was doing yesterday when he gave his little 20-minute speech. They're trotting him out every day for an hour or so just to make sure he gets some fresh air, because they don't want him in front of the camera very long because he gets confused. He's getting more confused now than what he did before.
Well, right. You know, Captain, in anybody, if you took anybody and made them the president of the United States, the pressure cooker would just be overwhelming. Burning the candle at both ends doesn't describe it. With the war going on, with the tensions, with what Russia could do next, I'm sure that whomever the president would be, in this case Joe Biden, has got to be inundated with so much information all the time that there's just no respite from it. So, but in Joe Biden's condition, that is something that is just a recipe for total disaster, I'm afraid.
Right. And then when we get done talking about that, we are going to talk about the proposal that's now surfacing about regulating cryptocurrency. The federal government wants to get into the crypto market, and they want to start regulating what people do. We'll see how that goes. We might get some people who might not like that, but, hey, it's not up to me to determine that. It's what the government is up to. All right, don't go anywhere, folks. Kathy's going to take us a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is warning of the potential for Russia to use chemical weapons in Ukraine after Moscow alleged the U.S. is housing biological weapons in Ukrainian territory. Psaki called the claim from Russia preposterous. She also warned it could serve as a pretext for the Russians to deploy chemical weapons in their assault on Ukraine. In Washington, D.C. earlier today,
Secretary Granholm, sorry about that. Sorry. Is there any talk about bringing Iran back to the table because of gas prices?
That's the sound of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm seemingly startled by a group of reporters on Wednesday, then walking past them and evading their questions about the rising price of gas. One aide blocked a reporter's camera with a folder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.
Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joins the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce in the 5 o'clock hour.
All righty, and Colonel Wright will be on in the 5 o'clock hour. Got a lot of ground we're going to cover there. You're going to want to be listening to this because that's when things are going to get real. Okay, not that they're not real right now. And speaking of real, how about checking out MyPillow.com? Yep, go over to Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. And when you're over there, scroll down the page a little bit, you'll see the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll want to go to that page, open it up. You'll find over 150 items there, all of which will be on sale. And right now, you can get the MyPillow pillows for as low as $19.98, which is a ridiculously low price, much lower than what you'd be able to buy them regularly. That's just for openers. There's a whole bunch of other stuff on there you can save money with on the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, remember, you're always going to need a promo code, and the promo code is one word, Captain. That's it, Captain. That's your promo code. And you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Talk to a live person. So, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, before I get into this in too much detail, Joe Biden yesterday had another event, if you will, trying to come off the stage where he gave a speech. First of all, he couldn't quite figure out where the egress was to come off the stage. That's number one. And secondly, did you hear what he said?
What was that?
A gallon of gasoline is down 14% today.
Really?
When it had just gone up.
Yeah, where was that?
16%.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
He actually said it.
Yeah, but they just go out and say stuff.
No, he does.
Yeah. Well, the whole administration will do that. But in particular, like you said, Captain, I think they bring them out for a short time every day to make sure they have the news quote for that night or that kind of thing, and then go out and say something ridiculous.
Well, they do. And let's not forget that yesterday the price of gasoline did drop dramatically, as well as diesel, both of which are down. And I'm trying to take a look at this page I've got open here, dailyfx.com. Let's see, dailyfx.com/crude-oil. I'm trying to see what this number is right now. We're just a little bit over $110 a barrel right now in trading around the markets that are open right now. Yesterday it closed at $108 and change. All right, we got a caller, Kyle, so let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Kyle. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Yes, sir.
Captain,
yes, sir.
Here, I'm going to give you 60 seconds here with two quick comments. Check this out. You know, Captain, last week a retired oil executive from Algiers, Africa, commented on the U.S. to do business with Venezuela and Iran. Now, he said Algiers' crude is clean and they have more than enough to provide. And commenting on the Hague, in case, you know, some people out there don't understand how they work, you know, the Hague is qualified to prosecute Russia President Vladimir Putin. Now, it only takes cases that involve the death penalty or a long, serious time in jail. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Elliot. So, all right. But they got to go get him, right? Somebody's got to go get him.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's the issue.
Therein lies problem number one and a half or two.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, I just saw something as we were at break. We had mentioned John Kerry earlier about how the emissions were a huge factor mm-hmm. in the Ukrainian war. Mm-hmm. Well, evidently, he said, we're already seeing climate refugees around the world. He says, if you think migration has been a problem in Europe in the Syrian war, or even from what we see now, wait until you see 100 million people for whom the entire food production capacity has collapsed. So I guess right now he's fearing that the climate refugees will make the Ukrainian crisis, I guess, look like a walk in the park, I guess. But he just stays on message, doesn't he?
Well, these vacuum bombs destroy, and by the way, they're not using them to destroy buildings. They're using them to destroy people, because they suck the air out of everything, and people actually just merely, their lungs get incinerated when they're anywhere near that. And again, this is the problem that we've got. So I think they're doing their own share, Russia, that is, of destroying crops all by their little lonesome.
Well, of course, and that's because this is war. This is real war. Captain, I don't know. I think the American people across the highways and byways are waiting for this administration to get in gear and figure out that they got to start doing everything they can instead of making speeches or other kinds of things. Yes, banning Russian oil, that finally was a good thing. Nobody knows why it took so long for them to do that. But they got to get in gear on this thing. Otherwise, we're going to be in real trouble.
This administration is going to do nothing to upset the progressive, rugrat, green energy people. Nothing. Think about it.
And there's a good place for electric cars or green energy. There's all kinds of great mission-specific things to do. But they're trying to drive people into two different mm-hmm. camps. And they're doing that because they believe it's politically expedient for them.
Now, I just got something here from my power company, which I haven't seen before. This apparently is something they're going to politely remind you about, just in case you're wondering why your bill went up. Due to the current costs of energy and what it costs the power company to produce energy, they're talking about a projected increase of $37 on your monthly bill. My bill, that is.
Wow, that's significant.
Well, yeah, it's a dollar a day plus like $1.10 or whatever. But I'm not surprised, okay? But what are you going to do about it?
Well, there's not much you can do about it. ultimately, except, I guess, get really cold if it's super cold, or stay really hot if it's really hot, I guess. But Captain, it's that, but then it's also, then you go to fill up your gas tank. Then you drive your car with the gas in it over to the supermarket where now bread is much more. So there's $37 here,
bread.
$37 there.
What does bread cost out there?
It's at least, well, I mean, it just depends what's on sale, but it's going to be $4 or $5 for sure.
I saw bread yesterday for $5.99 a loaf.
That's amazing. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And it was
exactly.
a cheap bread.
Right. Right. Exactly. And then you go to buy other stuff in the supermarket, and you get your, you know, a lot of people have mm-hmm. their carry bags they bring mm-hmm. in, and you fill up the bag, and it's $75.
Okay, well, we got to get into this because I told everybody I was going to. President Joe Biden signed an executive order yesterday to review a number of issues related to cryptocurrency, including consumer and investor protection, preventing the use of cryptocurrency for illicit finance, and exploring the possibility of a U.S. central bank-backed cryptocurrency. Now, the move is widely seen as a precursor to the government regulation of the industry, and to that I say, yep, they're coming after it.
Well, they are. A part of it, too, Captain, is they're wanting to explore, get this, a digital version of the dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, and they'll look at these different areas.
On your digital phone.
On your digital phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which could, get turned off at some point, one would think. But they're also looking at consumer protection, financial stability, illicit activity, competitiveness, financial inclusion, I guess, whatever that means, and responsible innovation.
Well, that's according to the National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and the National Economic Council Director Brian Deese, this order is a first step at creating an American approach to digital assets. The order also directs an investigation into cryptocurrency's effect on the overall financial system and migrating inequity.
Right. And you've got the crypto market out there, basically. They seem to be very happy about this, calling it a historic move, basically.
Well, Bitcoin prices surged about 10% yesterday on this news, and it reached its goal of just over $42,000 by noon on Wednesday. So, it's nice work if you can get it, I guess.
Exactly right. And we'll see, you know, especially when the Super Bowl was on, Captain. Remember that big commercial about crypto?
I do.
Basically, yeah. So now, I mean, it's starting to get into the larger culture. People will hear about this stuff.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break. And we come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to update our weather out there across the country.
Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joins the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce in the 5 o'clock hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
gotcha. That goes out to our compadre, Jeff in Sarasota. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about. Right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, that's actually from a Joan Jett album called The Hit List back in 1990. And, Captain, if you want the extended version of Dirty Deeds, her cover of that song, you'd have to find the 1992 Japanese edition of that record.
Sayonara. All right. Well, you take it away because we have had some weather changes, so go for it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We do. We are monitoring, of course, a lot of weather across the West tonight. We've got the wind chill advisories up in Montana. This is going to go all the way from the Canadian border down through Helena, down through Bozeman as well. We've got wind chill warnings. This is going to be down just north of Idaho Falls, but it's going to be in the West Yellowstone area as well. Also, avalanche warning. Yes, you heard that right. Avalanche warning. This is going to be in the Logan, just outside Ogden, just outside Salt Lake City, and a little bit east of that for our friends in northern Utah tonight. And speaking of northern Utah, or Utah itself, be careful as you're coming out from Las Vegas, north of Las Vegas. If you're heading towards St. George, you're going to have some rain for most of that trip. Hopefully, it'll be dissipating a little bit after you come out of St. George, heading north on Interstate 15. We still have snow coming across I-70. This is east of Denver as you head towards Kansas. Also, some snow coming across the road on I-25 tonight, and this is going to be south of Pueblo now, moved a little bit since last hour, mm-hmm. but you're going to have it off and on until you get to the border with New Mexico, so be careful out there.
Now, I don't need to tell the people in North Dakota how to dress, but if you're traveling into North Dakota and you're not from there, you better get dressed in layers because it is bone-chilling, freaking miserable. Especially from Bismarck all the way up to Minot, over to Fargo, and then over most of the northwestern section of North Dakota tonight. The temperatures are well below zero in most areas, and you don't even want to know about the wind chill. Same thing with the western part of Minnesota, same cold temperatures. We do have some snow now in the picture all across the upper peninsula of Michigan, so things finally settled in there, and we got snow. Now, speaking of snow, we have a snowstorm, winter storm warning. All the way from the Nebraska and Kansas state line, all the way over into Missouri, to Columbia, Missouri, right there, that far, with a winter storm warning. We've got snow above it, goes up into Iowa, goes up into the southern part of Nebraska, and goes over into the central part of Illinois right now. So the snow has pushed over that far. In addition to snow is down in Amarillo. It is snowing there in the panhandle of Texas, about 40 or 50 miles into Oklahoma from Amarillo, Texas. And we've got some windy conditions and unsettled weather conditions down in the Gulf of Mexico from about New Orleans all the way over to the panhandle, central panhandle of Florida. There will be some thunderstorms and some weather in that for sure. Got some snow tonight. Central part of Kentucky in the mountains, as well as the south central part of Ohio in the mountainous areas there, going down into Cincinnati and going over east of Cincinnati. Got a little bit of snow tonight over in West Virginia, eastern part of West Virginia. And since we talked to you last hour, we've had the weather kick up in upstate New York, all the way across from central New York. Let's see, from Rochester south to the Pennsylvania line over to Binghamton, Binghamton on up towards Schenectady, and then straight up I-81 all the way to Canada, all the way straight across the northern part of Oneida Lake, and all the way over to I-87 up to Canada. Vermont tonight with snow and a mixture of sleet and or freezing rain. It is getting colder. Same thing with western, northwestern Maine and the northern part of New Hampshire as well. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And don't forget, the Flying J and the pilot bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Pull on in there and see what they're all about and join the Drivers Club. Okie dokie, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. with us right now, and hello to you.
Good morning.
Tell me all about all this chemical stuff going on there in the Ukraine that everybody seems to be concerned about.
Actually, it originally belonged to Russia. The Soviet Union, put it that way. It's not a laboratory as we have come to know, like the Wuhan lab. But they did have things that, at one point, that included anthrax.
Yeah.
So it was quite fascinating that there was some chatter about this facility, and it was finally brought out and confirmed during a hearing with Victoria Nuland when she was being questioned by Senator Rubio.
Yep.
So it has, in fact, been confirmed that it exists. And there really isn't the normal worry that we would necessarily have. But it is concerning because it could get into the hands of the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a high-level meeting, I think it's next week, with Sergei Lavrov, who is Putin's foreign minister,
mm-hmm.
and his counterpart in Ukraine. This one's going to this time be held in Turkey. The IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, will also be attending that one because the Russians have seized control of the largest nuclear plant in Europe,
mm-hmm.
In Ukraine, and they shut off the power to it. So it is no longer transmitting data to the IAEA. And the Ukrainians that work there are essentially hostage.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been able to leave. So there's a lot of things in play there.
Well, we will find out more, and we'll be back with more, folks, right after this break that's coming up here in the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. Denise Simon from Founders Code will be right back after the top
if
of the hour
want
news.
To talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.